This is Marvelocity, written by Val Creative and read by Flower Parish. This is a Wicked movie fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Elphaba / Glinda. Summary. In a mere clock tick, it seems the hours have melted away. Elphaba and Glinda bask in each other's company. In a mere clock tick, it seems the hours have melted away. Elphaba wakes herself beside a lone patch of seat, Glinda's perfectly pink jacket draped to her front, not of Elphaba's own doing. She turns to Glinda standing amidst train windows, the Lands of Oz passing by while they're aboard a high-speed train. For a moment, Elphaba's vision blurs. Perhaps it was what they drank from the bar cart earlier, but never has it been more ever so clear than this. How the golden sun fills and flounces in her hair. Oh, Elfie! As Nanny would have spoken so, the sweetest of Lurleen's light touches all worthy, and Elphaba sees it in Glinda's curls. She sees the rightful Gillikinese bloodline of Ozma, casting phantoms in history. And all of the good Glinda could, one very day, bring about. Ooh, come, come, Glinda sing-songs, bouncing on heels to turn to her loose-limbed companion. We're nearer to the Emerald City. Leaning into the back of her hand propped up, Elphaba hums in wordless acknowledgement. What a marvelosity this truly is, Elfie! Her eyes roam up Glinda's form, taking in the sight of her little green hairpins. She wonders if it was on purpose during departure. It truly is, my sweet, Elphaba finds herself whispering, much, much, much too fondly. Glinda trots over, now invigorated by the statement. Elphaba's cheeks begin heating. She tosses herself with the usual lack of grace into opened arms, snuggling in, preparing for another long-awaited nap, yawning against a dark pearlescent green jaw. Glinda beams harder, laying back, resting a hand to her brow and flirtatiously finger-wiggling. Elphaba's laughter rises, hovers, and dances against Glinda's palm as she mouths softening affections there. If they were never to leave this train, or each other's arms, it would be good as well. The end.